The next U.S. Congress convenes tomorrow with Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate. The repeal of the Affordable Care Act is top on their agenda. But Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says the Republicans might not find that easy to do. WSHU's Ebong Udama explains.
Republicans have a 52-seat majority in the U.S. Senate, and repeal of the ACA is expected to happen on a budget reconciliation vote, which needs only a simple majority 51 votes to pass. But just three Republicans changing their minds could change that.
I will say there are lots of Republicans of good faith who are uncomfortable with a lot of the things that are being proposed.
That's Senator Murphy. The Democrat is hopeful that the personal stories of many Americans who depend on the Affordable Care Act could sway some of his Republican colleagues.
I'm not confident, but I'm hopeful that there will be a handful of Republicans who won't be able to look those kids in the eye and say that we're going to repeal this law without any replacement.
However, Murphy says he doesn't see a break in the Republican ranks when it comes to confirming incoming President Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.